afternoon to be here together, so appreciate that. Just look forward to what God's going to do here in the fall. I don't exactly know what exactly that's going to look like, but I'm excited that as we expect God to do something, as we walk out in faith, oftentimes that's when God meets us. And so just to kind of give you an overall picture today, we're not going to stay long. I want to just talk a little bit about a few scriptures in the book of Acts that I'm guessing are going to take 8 minutes. So if someone has a clock, they can time me. If I go over 8, raise your hand. I might not acknowledge you, but just raise your hand anyway. But then after that, we're just going to just split up in our groups like we did last time, go over those verses, and then have a time to pray and exchange names, etc. And so I'll give you instruction as we do that. So hopefully, Lord willing, we'll be out of here by 1:45. So about 45, 47 minutes. I think it'd be great if we could do that. But thank you so much for your willingness to invest in the kingdom of God. I think it's going to pay huge dividends. Not because that we're so talented or gifted or memorizing all these scriptures, but because our God's great and He's zealous to have His name glorified, and we get to be a part of that. So this is really weird, like looking, how come no one ever sits on this side? Kind of weird. Let's pray, and then we'll start. Lord, pray that You would fill up that right side of the auditorium with Your people, with those who perhaps don't know You. Lord, I pray most of all that You fill our hearts with a love and a compassion and a desire to bring You glory. And Lord, I pray that You would give us just a winsome relating style with our neighbors and co-workers, friends and family. And Lord, that You would help us, just to walk in love, to walk in obedience, to walk most of all, Lord, in faith, and that we would trust that the gospel is Your work, and Lord, that we get the opportunity to be a part of what You're doing in these people who are in our network of relationships. We get an opportunity to be a part of what You're doing in their lives. And so, God, thank You so much for that. Would You help us today? Many of us are tired. Maybe pizza's roaming around our stomachs, not making us feel so good. God, would You correct all of that? Would You help us in these few minutes just to pray, to hear from You, and Lord, just to begin this walk of faith as we trust You in sharing Your gospel with Your people. Lord, we love You and praise You. Help us today. In Jesus' name, amen. I want to just walk through a couple things in the books of Acts just to point out something I think is important. So just basically just one point. Something that perhaps you haven't noticed before, something that I haven't noticed before. Want to just go through what happened in the early church here in the book of Acts. If you have your Bibles, go ahead and open up to Acts chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. And what I want you to look for as we go through these number of scriptures is just to be looking for, hey, what is it that's held in common here? What is going on that's this common theme throughout all these different places, all these different occurrences, all these different peoples, all these different situations and circumstances? Acts 2, verses 1 through 4. When the day of Pentecost arrived, they were all together in one place. And suddenly there came from heaven a sound like a mighty rushing wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. And divided tongues as of fire appeared to them and rested on each one of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. You remember immediately after that occurrence, remember they thought that they were drunk. Remember Peter stands up and he basically preaches the gospel to them. And at that moment, on that particular day, 3,000 people were added to the church. 3,000 people were saved. So now there's at least 3,120 people. Now look at Acts 2, verses 42 through 44. And they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and fellowship, and to the breaking of bread and prayers. And awe came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were being done through the apostles. Verse 44. And all who believed were together and had all things in common. Peter and John then, after which, go and they heal a lame man, and people in the temple are amazed because this man had been lame over 40 years. And so Peter stands up, represents this group of people now again, perhaps 3,120, and he preaches to this crowd, and now 2,000 people get saved and are added to the church. Peter and John, subsequently, because they were preaching, they go to jail. And so they testify before the Sanhedrin. They are flogged. They are let go. As they are let go, look at Acts 2, verses 23 through 24. When they were released, they went to their friends and reported that the chief priests, all that the chief priests and elders had said to them. And when they heard it, they lifted their voices together to God and said, and this is a famous prayer where this gathering of believers pray, O sovereign Lord, who made the heaven and earth, the sea and everything in them, who through the mouth of our father David, your servant, said by the Holy Spirit, why did the Gentiles rage and the peoples plot in vain? The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers were gathered together against the Lord and against His anointed. Skip down there to verse 29. And now, Lord, look upon their threats and grant to your servants to continue to speak your word with all boldness while you stretch out your hand to heal, and signs and wonders are performed through the name of your holy servant Jesus. Verse 31. And when they had prayed, the place in which they gathered together was shaken. They were all filled with the Holy Spirit and continued to speak the word of God with boldness. Now look at verse 32. Now the full number of those who believed were of one heart and soul, and no one said that any of the things that belonged to him was his own, but they had everything in common. Turn the page to Acts chapter 5, verse 12, in case you are reading from the same Bible I am. If not, you might not have to turn the page. But now many signs and wonders were regularly done among the people by the hands of the apostles, and they were all together in Solomon's portico. You know, there's this theme that's happening in all these different situations. Scripture says over and over again that they were all together. The Holy Spirit was filling each and every one of them. They were somehow, in some way, united by the gospel of Christ, and they were doing it together. When Peter stood up and preached to the crowds, first of 3,000, then 2,000 that got saved, these people were there. They had a part of it. When John was performing his miracles along with Peter with the lame man in the temple, these people had a part. There was a togetherness that was happening here, not just doing life together, which I think the book of Acts is all about, or one of the aspects the book of Acts touches on, but they were doing evangelism together. They were crying out to God corporately, asking Him to fill them with the Holy Spirit so that they might be able to proclaim the gospel with all boldness. There wasn't these just individual super apostles or super evangelists that are just going out there on their own with just Jesus and me, and I have all the gifting and I'm going out. There was this corporate nature, this togetherness of the people of God coming together to witness, to share what Christ had done, to reach the people that God had placed in their immediate networks. You know, it's interesting that today, even as Colin was sharing about that invitation card that he gave, even though it was Colin there and we applaud his efforts and we think, man, Lord, help me to be brave and courageous like that. You know what? We have a part of that too, don't we? We're a part of the same body. We're a part of the same place. We are doing that together. And as one goes out, just as Peter stood up and preached, and Peter was gifted to be able to speak in front of people and with a greater degree of maybe accuracy or fervency or what have you. But all the people there were gifted, and all of them were needed. And they all were a part of evangelizing. All were a part of sharing the gospel with the world. God was using not just Peter, not just John. He was using them in a different way. But he was using all of these believers with all of their respective gifts, all of their respective callings, all of their respective vocations. God was using them. God was using their personalities. God was using this people together. And it was amazing to see the gospel go forward. It was amazing. It must have been amazing as they saw these miracles being performed and happening with the laying of the hands of the apostles. It must have been amazing as they saw just miraculous conversions. You talk about a mega church. I think Jerusalem had something like 50,000 people, I think was maybe its regular population or something like that. But here, gosh, there's at least 5,120 people gathering together and doing it daily. Amazing. What a testimony, what a witness, a corporate witness that must have been to the rest of the city or anyone that came in contact with. How they must have been, thank you, Gabe, how they must have been just so encouraged by one another in their example. Well, the same way as we are faithful to just respond to God, what He's doing with these people that are in our networks, it's going to bring faith to everyone else. Do you realize that? It's going to encourage other people. Were you encouraged when you heard Colin this morning share with that testimony? I was. I was thinking, man, you know what? I've seen those situations and I thought, nah, I don't think those folks would be interested. But you know what I'm going to do next time? Or at least the thought that's going to be in my mind next time, I guarantee you this. Well, Colin did it. Nah, you scaredy cat. Just go give it to him. But it's going to inspire me, not out of guilt, but no, I want to. I want to respond because that faith inspires me because I know it's born of God. It's what God's doing in His heart. It's not in and of Colin, in and of himself, but what God's doing in his life. And so for us too, we are in this together. And what a glorious witness this could be coming up here in the fall. Wouldn't it be amazing if we all share the gospel with two or three people? Wouldn't it be amazing to see what God's going to do? Do you believe that the gospel has the power and the salvation? Do you believe that people will be changed and lives transformed? Do you believe that God has orchestrated this time and orchestrated your life and my life to converge at such a time in order to reach those people in His sovereignty? It's amazing to think what God has done all these years to prepare those people, to prepare us for the fall. And so that's what I want to do. I want to be walking into this in faith, trusting that God, this is of You. We're doing this together. This is what You call us to do. We're simply being faithful, nothing else. That's all we're doing. We're not expecting great exploits for our own kingdom, for our own reputation. We're not trying to say, well, I've led 25 people to Christ. How many of you are? No, we're just trying to be faithful in the relationships You've already given us. I think God's going to bless it. I really do. And so what I'd like to do right now is just to split up in our groups. If you were in a group last time, it might be helpful to remain in that same group. If you weren't here, that's okay. Find a group. If you want to change groups, that's okay as well. But what we're going to do today specifically is going to be helpful to stay in that same group because we're going to be praying for those people that you are that you feel like God has placed upon your heart. And we're gonna take some time to pray in our groups. But what we're gonna do first is we're gonna go over our verses. So if you would go ahead and get in those groups, just stand up, find those groups, and then I'll give you instructions what to do. Why are we doing memorizing these verses, etc.? So that in the fall, when we go through kind of our evangelism training course or whatever, we've already got the verses memorized and we're just putting it on an outline, just sticking it in there. They're already in our heads, they're already in our hearts, and we're not having to cram it all in during that 6 weeks trying to remember, oh man, I can't remember Romans 6:23. Well, you already know Romans 6:23, and you're just reviewing it in the fall, and God's going to bring it to remembrance for you as you prepared all these months in advance. So thank you for that. God bless you, and have a wonderful day.